Hey guys, if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Every review helps us out, so if you enjoy us, leave us a 5-star review and we will appreciate it. Thanks. Enjoy the show.
Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed. Chapter 6. The Warning, Part 2.
It was noon. I stared out the window of the hospital. It was a bright, sunny day. The tree branch by the window swayed in the breeze. I'm sure it felt really nice outside.
Honey, you're awake.
I nodded. My mom stood from a corner chair and made her way over to me. She looked as if she had been up for days. Her hair was disheveled, her clothes wrinkled.
How do you feel?
Not good.
You scared me.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm just glad you're okay.
I nodded as she brushed my hair back from my brow. I was sweaty.
You're hot.
Yeah. She pulled the sheet down, freeing my arms.
Honey, do you want something to eat?
I'm thirsty.
Okay, let me grab you something.
She kissed my forehead and darted off. I don't remember much, only that I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be awake. I shouldn't be alive. Mom must have found me on the floor, blood pouring out, but how? I could ask, but I didn't want to make her relive it. I stared down at my bandaged wrists. Was I stupid for trying? I didn't dream. That was good.
Here you go, honey.
She opened a bottle of water and handed it to me. I sipped.
The doctor's going to be here soon to check on you.
I'm sorry, Mom.
No, I told you. Don't be sorry. There's no need to be.
I just...
Shh.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
I know you didn't mean to do this. I know you're going through a lot. I'm here for you, baby. I'm just lucky I found you when I did. But you needed my help, and that's why you woke me up.
What do you mean I woke you up?
You were banging on the wall.
What wall?
The bathroom wall. I heard the banging. I got up, and I found you. I reached you just in time. Just in time.
I was banging on the wall. She nodded. I sipped more water. I don't remember much besides Cary Grant's voice and my extreme headache, but there is one thing I do remember. I didn't bang on any wall.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a David Summers.
I'm sorry, visiting hours are over.
I'm Detective Emily Rowland, and I need to speak to him urgently.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Room, let me see, room 238.
Thank you. David, get up. David, come on, get up. Don't scream. Shh. Calm down. It's me, Detective Rowland.
Rowland stood over me, her hand covering my mouth. She slowly slid it off. What are you doing here?
Shh. Let's not wake your mother.
I looked over to the corner chair where my mom was slouched over, fast asleep.
Surprised to see you asleep.
I'm surprised myself. How did you know?
Later. Let's go.
Go? Where?
We have a flight to catch.
Rowland pulled the covers off me, helped me up, and we went out into the hall. I thought you weren't leaving for a week.
Then I heard about you the other day, and I decided I couldn't wait a week.
Aw, man.
What?
Headaches coming back.
Come on. Let's go before one of the nurses sees us.
We made our way to the end of the hall and into a stairwell. Wait, wait, wait.
What? What's wrong?
I can't do this. I can't leave my mom in there wondering where I've gone. That's not fair to her. Especially after she just found me bleeding out two nights before. Maybe I should leave a note.
No. We can't go back. I can get into a hell of a lot of trouble just being here. Let alone kidnapping you.
You aren't kidnapping me.
The captain won't see it that way.
Please, I can't.
We'll stop by your house, grab clothes and anything else you need. We can leave a note there.
What if we go to this town but find nothing?
It's possible.
Do I take that chance?
It's up to you. You can go with me or go back into that hospital bed. I'm not here to persuade you either way.
Aren't you?
What do you mean?
You came to the hospital to find me. You want me to go.
Of course I do, but I'm not going to force it if you want to go back.
Go back? And what, sleep? It's only a matter of time before I try cutting myself again. The doctor knows that, my mom knows that. They're going to Baker Act me.
The plane leaves at 6 a.m. So while I'd like to get out of this hospital stairwell before someone sees us, we can wait a bit longer for you to decide.
Ugh, fuck it, let's go.
Okay, so we'll stop by your house, grab some things, and you can leave a note.
No, I'll call her.
Don't tell her where you are.
That's fine.
And you can't take your phone with you.
Why?
They could possibly track you. We can't have the police knowing where we are. They'll Baker Act us both.
Fine, I'll leave her a voicemail and I'll leave the phone at home.
That's fine.
As we drove to the house, my headache got worse. I rubbed my forehead.
Still?
It's getting worse. The pounding is unbearable.
I wonder why.
It hasn't been this painful since...
Since the cabin?
Since after the cabin. At the rest stop.
You're not gonna faint, are you?
I hope not.
We're almost to your house. Should we stop? Maybe we should just go to the airport now.
No, I need my phone. I at least need to let my mom know I'm alright.
Quickly, then. Remember, we need to be fast.
I needed my phone. I needed to let my mom know I was okay. I could have just called from the airport or from Roland's phone if I knew my mom's number offhand. But I didn't. So I went to my room and I grabbed mine. Right where I left it. On the counter. I grabbed it and checked it. No missed calls. No texts. Of course not. Every time I looked at my empty phone, I was reminded of the cabin. What friends would call or text me now? I sat on my bed and hesitated.
Hey, what's going on?
I don't know if I can do this.
Don't you want to know?
We're assuming there's answers. I can't come back with nothing.
Then let's make sure we don't.
Leyden Falls?
Yes.
What exactly happened there?
Not now. In the car.
Please?
We really shouldn't stay.
Give me a reason. Roland grabbed my computer chair, spun it around, and sat. She leaned in close.
What happened in Leyden Falls is very similar to what happened in Rutherford. It was 2 years ago. Some writer by the name of Sefton, he went crazy. Killed his only daughter and went from house to house shooting people. He was screaming that they had arrived.
Who?
No one knows.
How many people did he kill?
4, including his daughter. For some reason, it never made it out of local news.
And what happened to him?
The last person he shot was a woman in her bedroom, a neighbor. The husband of the woman ran in and they had a fight, wrestled, and both fell out of the upstairs window. The husband lived, broke some bones, but he ended up being okay. This writer did not. Ended up being impaled on a metal fence. Police showed up seconds later.
Jesus, are you sure this is the same? How can you be?
The husband that fell out of the window said the man was shouting, "Hell breaks loose."
Fuck. Okay. I'll pack some clothes. I quickly text my mother. Felt that was better than calling and leaving a voicemail. There's a chance she could answer. I left a nice long message telling her not to worry. I then grabbed a bag and packed some clothes.
David, are you almost done?
Almost. I went into the bathroom to grab some toiletries when I instantly froze. Written in blood on the mirror above the sink, "Don't go."
Roland?
What the?
My mom didn't tell me about this.
You wrote that?
My mom heard banging on the wall, and that's why she came over to see what was wrong. She found me on the floor.
You don't remember this? You don't remember writing that?
All I remember is darkness and feeling at peace.
What do you want to do?
It's a warning.
I know.
That I wrote.
I know. What do you want to do?
Things aren't going to get better staying here.
Right. So, what do you want to do?
I want to go to Leyden Falls. Paralyzed. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Robert M. Lamb as David. Amy LeRae as Roland. Also starring Jean Lamb, April Cadmus Marsh, and Julia W.D. Harrison. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Dylan Mixer of DMixMusic.com. If you enjoy Paralyzed, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.